From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning and thanks for tuning in to Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC Winston-Salem State University. I'm Ben Donnelly and this is Triad in Focus. Come on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. up until 8 o'clock a.m. and we bring you some of the movers and shakers in the Winston-Salem area. Joining me this morning in the studio, we've got Jason Thiel. Is that the correct pronunciation?
It is.
He's the executive director of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. Thank you, Jason, for coming in this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm 45 years old, and I have lived in various parts of the country, and I've been here for 11 years. Okay. I have two children that are both 11 and 8 years old, and my wife works, and she and I have lived in Winston-Salem for those 11 years. Before that, we were in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, and then before that in Jacksonville, Florida. We met each other in graduate school at the University of Florida.
Oh, okay. Tell me about the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership.
The Downtown Partnership is a not-for-profit, and we are formed in the 70s. And the purpose of the Downtown Partnership is to promote and enhance downtown Winston-Salem. Every city in the country, our size, larger and smaller, has a downtown organization that started about the same time. The movement was started after many years of urban renewal and other efforts that were largely led by governments. Those programs had hit or miss, mostly miss success, and the people in that period of time realized that they needed a public-private partnership. And that's what our organization is made up of, all of the different groups, and it includes the growing residential population, government.
What type of time frame are we talking about? When was this happening?
In the 1970s, and we really became stronger in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and so it just kind of moves forward. It's been around and operated much like a merchant association in its early days, doing things like our tree lighting ceremony and decorations during the holidays and other events. Oftentimes, you'll see our mission involved in what I call all of downtown all of the time. We sometimes get referred to as a neighborhood organization on steroids. The programming that we do now is extensive, and we get into many different things, including cleaning the streets. We have a clean team that shovels snow like we had last week and clears the path for sidewalks in the past. That just stayed there until it melted or was the responsibility of the business owner.
Is this a volunteer operation?
It is not. In fact, we created the taxpayers downtown with our leadership, and the city council created a business improvement district, which is common in just about every other city in the country. We were a late adopter, and we did this in 2013, but it's an additional assessment on the property taxes for just the people within the downtown service area. And that generates, it's a very nominal tax. It generates about $500,000 a year. And with that, we do extra marketing, we do extra economic development, and additional appearance and enhancements. But the biggest program is our clean team ambassadors, which work every day from 6 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. So on a rainy day like today, they're out there before everybody gets to work or to where they're going downtown, and they've already swept and cleaned the streets once, maybe twice, by the time everybody else gets to work.
So they're really earning it this morning.
They really are, and we really appreciate them. And some of the other things that we do, for instance, promotions and marketing. We're doing a restaurant week coming up. We do all of the holiday decorations, banners that are downtown, and summer concerts like the Summer Music Series. That includes Downtown Jazz and Summer on Liberty.
Yeah, I know that we've participated with you.
Yes, longtime supporter. WSNC is of the Downtown Jazz. And I could go on, but if people want to learn more, they can come to our website at downtownws.com.
Downtownws.com?
That's correct. End,
and we'll have more details on that in just a little bit. So you were speaking a little bit about all of the things that the partnership does. What is the overall goal of all this, to bring people, businesses downtown, people downtown to live?
Right. So when we started, there was, in the 1950s, 40s, downtown was thriving. And with the invent of the highway system and suburban growth, downtowns across the country, not just Winston-Salem, gradually declined to concerning standards, and then it seemed to only get worse. And so really, for about 50 to 60 years, downtown really saw a lack of investment, and it concerned many people. So people now in 2017 see that we're having some success in downtown, and yet we still have vacant buildings, we still have vacant lots, we still have things that aren't the way that they could be. And it just shows that we really had a tremendous challenge on our hands across the country, and many cities still are working on even getting positive momentum in their downtowns. However, the goal for downtown is always shifting. At the end of the day, we want vibrancy. And the reason that we want downtown to be strong is because we believe that without having a strong downtown, the entire city really can't be the best it can be. If you think about it as your body, you want to have a strong core body. That way the rest of your body functions properly. And that's how we think of ourselves as part of our overall economic development efforts. We want everyone to come downtown and to participate in our downtown, and that's why we have a lot of free events, a lot of public events, and I could go on, but that's really, at the end of the day, anything we could do to make downtown better, we're going to look at and explore.
Is there anything? I know that we've got a lot of construction expected downtown. You mentioned before the change in downtown due partly to the highways going through there. Now that they're doing so much construction on Business 40 over the next few years, what are you doing anything to address that?
Right, there is a lot of concern about Business 40. It's going to be closing in not too distant future, about a year or so from now, a little more than a year. And that is going to be closed from where the ballpark is at Peters Creek Parkway all the way to Interstate 52. And what we are going to be doing is, and this is something that's been going on since I got here in 2011, we've been preparing for this very important infrastructure improvement. Most people would say, why do you have to do that? Don't do that, or do something different. And there's really nothing, there's no alternative. The road was built, this is one of the early highways built in the 1950s when the highway interstate system, most people don't realize that it was the original Interstate 40 and the bypass was built. All of the bridge spans are that age, and many of them are actually in really tough shape and need to be replaced. It's something that we just have to do.
You can tell they were really just learning how to do it with the way that everything fits together there.
You can also tell by the on and off ramps and how short they are, and that isn't the best modern way that you would have traffic. So once you get to the point where we become a leader in communication with our business owners, giving them information, but then we're going to be working with the Piedmont area for our area regional transit authority, the WISTA, the city, the county, the state, ourselves and the Chamber of Commerce. We're all working together to create a lot of information that's going to manifest itself on a website and other locations that provide alternate routes, specific construction information. And a lot of this will be directing people towards alternate routes, working with local employers to see if they might be looking at having shift small shift changes where they can phase in and out during peak AM and PM hours. At the end of the day, though, it's also going to include things like signalization and traffic moving through downtown. One of the things that, not to belabor the point, but people think of this as just a downtown topic or a downtown issue. I would tell them that this is going to be an issue that impacts greater area than downtown. But in large part, what I've looked at is that oftentimes most of the construction is going to impact the area that is west coming into downtown because of the east-west traffic flow. Mm. So oftentimes people are going to be trying to direct themselves to approach downtown from the north, from the south, or from the east. And so if you live in Kernersville, this may not impact you a great bit, but you're not going to probably want to take Business 40 all the way to 52. You may want to divert and come through Fifth Street and come through local roads for a bit. Or you might want to. One of the biggest things is that the Salem Creek Connector, which connects the large construction project where the Twin Arches are there at 52, most people, if they live west of the 40 Business 40 interchange, they need to practice when that road opens taking Blue 40 or the Interstate 40, not Business 40, to 52, coming north on 52, getting off at that what we call the Vargrave or Salem Creek Connector, and coming north right into the eastern part of downtown. And that's
an exit that's not even open.
Not even open yet. So it's going to be a lot about educating people about alternatives. If you live in the north side of downtown around Wake Forest, you're going to be really trying to get over to University Parkway. And it's just for every place you live, it may be you adjusting your route and taking into account the some of the bottlenecks that will be in place.
Well, if you've just tuned in, my guest here in the studio is Jason Thiel. He's the executive director of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership right here on Triad and Focus here on WSNC. We'll be back with more in just a few moments. Stay with us.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour, we'll explore American roots music from blues and jazz to New Orleans R&B and new folk Americana.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin.
I'm Rosalie Howarth. Join us for American Roots, the next Putumayo World Music Hour.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger.
This evening at 8 on 90.5 WSNC.
Hi, this is Edgar Menendez, your host for Latin Fusion. I'll bring you the best of Latin music, salsa, bachata, merengue, and more. Tune us in every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on 90.5 FM WSNC.
You're tuned into Triad and Focus right here on 90.5 WSNC, wsncradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. speaking to important people here in the Winston-Salem area, trying to keep that triad in focus. My guest in the studio this morning is Jason Thiel. He's the executive director of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. Jason, thank you again for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
It's great to have you here. We were talking before the break about some of the changes in traffic patterns and what was going on in the downtown area. I was wondering if you could address some of the changes that have already, the successes that have already happened downtown. I know that especially on the east side of downtown, there's been some really big changes with the medical school and all that.
Yeah, it's been exciting to see the medical school open. And for those of you who don't know it, the medical school at Wake Forest is, you know, it's good to have a medical school in your city, first of all. And for many years, you know, not every city has a medical school. And a lot of technology, a lot of research, a lot of other things are what they call multiplier effect that comes from having economic development engines like a medical school. But there are many engines in our city, like this university, Winston-Salem State, and many of the programs that they have. And like we have been happy with some of the programs and expansions of this university at Winston-Salem State, we're also very excited about some of the expansion of the Wake Forest University downtown. And a lot of people don't realize that the Winston-Salem State had a lot to do with the original creation of the research park in the day. It's a long story, probably too long for this project, but economic development's very important, and having students in or around your downtown creates a tremendous economic engine because they will live close to your or in your downtown, eat, and then entertain themselves later that evening, and so it benefits a large swath of people. The university moved the medical school downtown into one of the old tobacco manufacturing facilities. This, in and of itself, using what was the manufacturing building built for the Reynolds Tobacco Company, and then many years later using it for a medical school, and all of the other technology and lab space that they have has really started to create synergy. When you look at Bailey Park and you look at other things that are in the surrounding area, what you've got is that many times people looked at institutions of higher learning as just buildings in the middle of a large field with a parking lot surrounding them, and nobody really went there after the hours of education. Mm-hmm. Or if they did, it would be a quiet, desolate place. What we're seeing is a focus, and to give all the credit in the world to the people at Wake Forest Innovation Quarter and Wake Forest University, Eric Tomlinson and their team, for and all the predecessors that came up with the scheme and the design. What I think is special about the Innovation Quarter is that they utilized the city grid instead of creating a suburban office park and built an environment using the existing buildings, reinvented them towards our new economy. And when you match up all of the different improvements in the eastern part of downtown, you're also looking at a tremendous amount of growth in housing. Since 2006, we've had 2,000 housing units built downtown. We've had a tremendous growth in restaurants. And if you wanted to look at all the restaurants, you could go to our website, which is downtownws.com. A lot of other shopping, things that people were not used to seeing, the growth of some of our parks, like the Art Park. And you're starting to see hotel growth, like the Reynolds Building. Many people were so pleased to see the Kempton Hotel chain open up in the historic Reynolds Building. And then you start to see things like our library, which will be completed in July at the end of this summer, the Central Library, the announcement of the new Children's Museum and SciWorks merging, going into the Sheriff's Office site. They're hiring an architectural firm right now as we speak. You see the Convention Center under construction, a new Hampton Inn hotel under construction. The Twin City Quarter hotels, the Embassy Suites, and the Marriott are undergoing like a $30 million facelift to make themselves more amenable to the upgraded convention center. And you see a lot of other smaller investments that are taking place in several different sectors. You see for sale residential taking shape, small retail and restaurant activity. Everything from last week, we had somebody that announced that they're going to be opening up a old reboot arcade tavern. So you're starting to see people do things that are it's sometimes the investments that you make long term start to have a reciprocal benefit on other people doing things that are going to entertain the numbers and of folks that you are bringing downtown.
And hopefully it builds upon itself as time goes on, right?
Yeah, that's really the goal. And now our issues as a downtown organization fall, while we still want to recruit retail and entertainment uses, many years ago our focus was entirely on restaurant. Mm. And now that is something where restaurateurs know it's a legitimate place to have food. They'll be looking at the sites themselves, and we still do help them.
And the more people who are downtown, of course, the more people who have to be fed, right?
That's right. And so some of our biggest things is dealing with topics that are many of the same things that maybe a shopping center would have to deal with, like picking up trash, just making sure that everything is clean, that people know how to get to parking, and communicating with people on social media. And every single day, new issues crop up, and there's just never a end. What I always say is that the mission pivots, and you raise the bar, and you start dealing with a different topic.
Well, if you've just tuned in, this is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host, and our guest this morning is Jason Thiel. He's the executive director of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. Jason will be back with you in just a few moments, and make sure you stick around right here on WSNC.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we say goodbye to President Barack Obama.
If we're unwilling to invest in the children of immigrants just because they don't look like us, we will diminish the prospects of our own children, because those brown kids will represent a larger and larger share of America's workforce.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC.
Coming up on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, Democratic Senator of New Jersey Cory Booker reveals how his party will push back against the Trump administration. John Hyman of Bloomberg Politics talks about the president's first 100-day priorities. And actor Michael T. Williamson reflects on his role in Fences on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.
Today at 6 on 90.5 WSNC.
What is Africa? What is the diaspora? How does culture, race, and class intersect to create identities? Who is African? Who can be African? What does Africa mean to you? Africa World Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions by exploring the continuities and discontinuities in African world history, culture, and politics. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Moise Mutali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. I'm Ben Donnelly, the host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we speak to important people here in the Winston-Salem area. The guest this morning is Jason Thiel. He's the executive director of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. Jason, thank you again for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, we were talking during the break about what we want to make sure that we cover, because we could talk about some of this stuff for hours. That I'm glad to it's been informative to me to hear you speaking about all
right.
of this. But we have a limited amount of time. So
yeah.
Is there anything else you want to make sure that you cover before we leave?
Yeah, and I alluded to this a little bit earlier, and it's one of the things that I try to leave as a message when I talk to people around the city, is that downtown is a work in progress, and we know that we have a lot of things that we need to work on. We've had a tremendous amount of success, and it's a topic of interest for a lot of people. We, as a downtown organization, believe that we are just one of the neighborhoods in downtown. While we know that it's an important neighborhood, and I talked about your core needs to be strong in order for your whole body to be strong, if you look at that analogy. But we want to be welcoming to everyone, and we do a lot of public events, a lot of things. But when you think of your historical downtown, a lot of people ask, why is downtown important? And what I leave with people is that it's the origin of your city. It's where the beginnings of the actual city started, here in Winston-Salem, with the hyphenated name and the merger in 1913 of Winston and Salem. We consider Old Salem part of downtown. And one of the things that I would say to people is, so rarely does a city have such a strong historical fabric as we do. Now, many do, but we in the South typically don't keep them restored in the same way. Now, there are many examples like Williamsburg, but Old Salem's very special. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage people to visit that. But just north of Business 40, you look at all of the different things that in old buildings and architecture. We have a real old architectural city for a city our size. And it's very good. We have restored many of the buildings. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of them to demolition from past decisions, which some or many of them we regret long before my time here. But when you look at the city, I would say that when you have celebrations like our holiday parades or many of the different things, like the Veterans Day Parade or the Winston-Salem State Homecoming Parades or many of the parades that come, they are either in downtown or near downtown. Many of the times when, for instance, someone wants to do a demonstration, they're likely going to come downtown. And a lot of people say, well, why do they do that? And it's really, when you don't have to ask the question, the answer is obvious. It's because that's where the most eyeballs are going to be, and you can have the greatest impact, and you're going to have people talking about it. And so every time we look at our downtown, many people say, well, what's going on? Why work on it so hard? And really, at the end of the day, we believe that every neighborhood should really be worked on. I believe that we could use the same model of our program and utilize that in the same way in many other neighborhoods. Maybe they wouldn't have some of the same programs, and maybe you know, they wouldn't have height of the buildings or maybe some of the size of the events. But you can use – getting involved is – it's a great story about the stakeholders, both commercial, residential, institutional, governmental – all of the different users coming together, having a long-term goals and sticking to it and continuing to stay involved. And it's the same model that you can have in any neighborhood. And that's really the story. And it's about being proactive with your local government officials, getting to know the department heads at your city. But I'm not a city employee. That's one of the things that people sometimes assume. We do work very closely with the city. But it's just a great model and I think a great story. It's something that's played out in our nearby cities like Greensboro. The same thing is happening there, the same type of organization. But it's something that we're quite proud of. And I think for us, some of our biggest goals coming up is to add more entertainment uses downtown. A grocery store would be a tremendous addition. We hear about that very often. More retail. Retail right now is a very hard if for national chains. Those types of users, many of them are actually declining in size based on the impact of mail service and Amazons and all of those types of things. But so for us, we're looking at things like I'd love to get a bowling alley downtown. The arcade's a nice benefit. We'd like more music venues, and we'd like things where people can go and enjoy themselves.
Oh, well, we're just about out of time. Jason, thank you again for coming in this morning. Do you have any social media accounts that you'd like to promote?
Yeah, so we look at what our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as our main social media accounts. Downtown Winston-Salem is our Instagram account. Downtown WS is our Twitter account. And just look at Downtown Winston-Salem as our Facebook page is our three main entities, and we have pretty large presence in all three.
Well, Jason Thiel, the executive director of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership, thank you again for coming in and being a guest here on Try It in Focus.
It's my pleasure.
This is Try It in Focus. I am Ben Donnelly. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 a.m., and we speak to important people here in the Winston-Salem area to bring you great information to everybody here in the listening audience. Our website is wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. You can find archived editions of our program as well as more information about upcoming guests and much more. That's at wsncradio.org. Thank you again for tuning in. Stay tuned. We got the news coming up in just a few minutes.
From traditional boyabangue to psychedelic cumbia and beyond, New York City is a hub for Colombian music. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me for Colombia in New York City. Next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Calvin Patterson. host of Empowering You, a program committed to educating, encouraging, and empowering you and the listening audience here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Join me and my guests here only on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Monday at 7 p.m.
.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.